Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. We want to start with really taking a moment to realize what an amazing quantum technology we are. And we is literally bringing in our body, the intelligence of our body, this unique quantum technology that continuously works nonstop 24/7, because we might sleep, but the body might sleep, but it doesn't really sleep either. You know, heart still pumping, brain still operating, different brainwave, but the body works 24/7. The quantum technology of our heart is the most advanced technology of all. But then we have also our fantastic brain, which is such a powerful tool to help us on our journey. We have our guts, we have everything. So we want to really emphasize the fact that as multidimensional beings incarnated in physicality, we are very advanced beings already. And that it helps recalibrate this notion that we are separate because we live in density on planet Earth, and it is so intense, it is so hard, the body is the enemy, there is always something wrong with physicality, which of course amplifies separation, and therefore brings more unhappiness, feeling stuck, stagnation, also doubts and fears. When we can be present in our heart, which we call the center point of our fractal self, when we are fully present here, accepting, acknowledging that we are an angel, even though we don't really know what it means, even though we're not quite sure how to be that angel, even though we don't really believe it or understand it fully, is having enough space within to say, I accept that I am angel, and this angel is rising to be present for this human. They say we can already spill the beans by sharing what our soul purpose is. So everyone's got the same soul purpose, right? But please still stay for the challenge. We all have the same soul purpose. The same soul purpose is evolution. And it is the same soul purpose for every single frequency across time and space reality. Palladians, Arcturians, Sirians, Andromedans, everyone. Everyone is here for evolution. And we learn to evolve on planet Earth by reconciling our heart through the unified field. And as we learn to live in the unified field, we are anchored in fifth dimension and above. Being anchored in fifth dimension and above does not mean being perfect, love and light all the time, having millions of dollars and being like an Instagram spiritual boss babe celebrity. No. Living in fifth dimension is literally realizing that we are a divine being, that we are an angel, and that we are simply here to evolve with our human through our quirks and our imperfection and our challenges. And this is the root of the teachings that we share. So we flip the equation. The equation was in outdated paradigms, in the outdated spiritual teachings, that we are separated, that we are stuck in the wheels of karma, that it takes thousands of years to clear our karma and reach enlightenment. No, not anymore. We flip the equation by saying you are already enlightened. You are only learning to activate that consciously, that unified field within you, so you can live more as a master, remembering who she is, who he is. And as we walk this path, we also free ourselves from whatever karma is still present. So first of all, what is a soul mission? And do you have a soul mission? If you know that you have a soul mission, and if you know something around it, please type in the chat. And the first thing that I'm going to share, which you're going to find really surprising, is that I personally am not quite sure. I'm not quite sure about what my soul purpose is, about what my precise soul mission is. It's like, how is this possible? How can I teach on this if I don't even know myself? But yet, every day when I wake up, I know that I live my purpose. And when I go to bed at night, I love that I know that I live my purpose. Feel it because I get so passionate about what I do, because about the authenticity that is present in my heart when I share, about the excitement, about the absolute love that I have for my high council, but also for all my students, for all the people that are in my field, and the freaking amazing mind-blown quantum galactic geekery that I get to be on. So I know that my soul mission is here to help people remember the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality and to help people refine their channeling abilities so they can be so connected to themselves that they are sovereign. So they know exactly how to connect with their own soul, the wisdom that is present within themselves, so they don't create codependence with me, codependence with psychic or spiritual teacher or mentors, which I see like it's like rampaging in the spiritual world. We always need someone to confirm information, to tell us what to do next. I am here to teach people to find the truth in their own heart, this direct connection. And I do that through the art of channeling, because to me, this is the most important thing that people need to learn about right now. It's more important to learn about channeling than anything else. Anything else, because channeling is an access. It is the way you know and you feel how to process information. And because it's the age of Aquarius, we think we're bombarded with information right now. Wait, it's just going to amplify extremely fast. So if we don't know how to filter information, how to channel what we are channeling, how to consciously channel what we want to channel and leave the rest, we're going to be like going like this and going like this and going like this and going like woohoo, like all over the place. And this is happening right now. So many people share with me that at times, like, oh my God, you know, like sometimes I feel so connected that I can channel all of these beings and whoever comes to me, I channel, I don't care. And then at other times, you know, like my channel is completely closed, I don't connect with anyone and so on. And I'm like, oh, let's educate about this, because just in that narrative, just that narrative, I could talk about for like days on ones. This is why I teach about channeling. You know that you have a soul mission if you feel like you have one, right? Because there are a lot of beautiful people out there that don't feel that they have a soul mission, that they're not even interested in knowing anything about it, and that's completely fine. But when we have that question, when we have that desire within our heart, it's because we are here for a specific purpose. And it always has two legs, our mission. The first leg I want you to feel about now, and if you have a pen and paper, you might like to write a little bit about that. The first thing to know is that your soul mission first relates to you. How doing that is actually going to help you. It might help you heal certain things, overcome fears and lack of confidence, lack of self-worth. It might help you financially get more beautiful divine money flowing in. So first, your soul mission is for you. So you evolve by doing that, by sharing that. And the second thing about your soul mission is not how does it help others, humanity. Maybe your soul mission is not devoted to helping humans in particular, but maybe it is the planet, Gaia. Maybe it's the plant realms or the animal realms. Maybe there is a specific segment in the population that you are really passionate about helping. How does your unique artistry, So it does not matter so much the medium of you delivering it. You could be a singer, you could be a sound healer, Reiki practitioner, an artist who draws, who paints, even who makes tattoos. Whatever the medium is, how does that help other people? What are the qualities that are awoken within the heart of the people you connect with as you share your passion? Now, if I look at beautiful pieces of art like I have behind me, it makes me feel so happy. I love beauty. It upgrades my space and it takes me places. You know, I can imagine these lands, these dragons. So how does your mission, your unique art, helps other people? Solar flares incoming. Yay! More sun frequency. The sun is so good for the car body, your pranic body, and so many more things. So now that you have tuned into the two legs of your soul mission, what it brings to you and what it brings to humanity, to our planet Gaia, I want you to realize that these two legs are your why. Why it's important for you to remember who you are and what you came here to be doing. That is your compass in life. So wherever you feel swayed and shaken up by your own limitations, by your fears, by your doubts, wherever you feel shaken about what's going on in the outside world, it could be with your family, with your friends, with, you know, like the matrix system, with crazy things happening. I want you to come back to this. You know, like my soul mission is here to help me do all of these things, be all of that. And it is also here to help other people feel this way. Having this quality, these frequencies awoken in themselves because I show up. And so it's going to help you stay consistent. Because one of the biggest blocks that light workers have on the journey of embodying fully their soul mission is a lack of consistency. And a lack of consistency is present for so many reasons. The first one is that we get very busy, let's be honest, you know, like work, kids, money, time, all the things. So all of that becomes an excuse, because it is an excuse. You know, like recently I was chatting with someone who was like, oh, I understand if you don't have time to talk with me because you are so busy all the time. And I said to him, no, actually that's not the case. I always have time, everybody has time. It's only that we allocate activities in our grid that create our grid of time. So if we want more time, we need to be very clear and reallocate time and shift things around so we can have this conversation, so we can activate our soul mission. I want to share with you that when I decided to go really fully in on my spiritual teachings, I was still working. I had a yoga studio. I'm a yoga teacher as well. So I had a yoga studio that I had created, and I was also working as a massage therapist, and I was working as a psychic healer doing spiritual sessions. So basically I was working all the time on top of raising my children as a single mom, sharing custody with my ex-husband, but still. And so I would come back from work, working at the yoga studio, doing all my things to look after my children. And so pretty much from 8 o'clock at night for 2 to 3 hours, for years onwards, I would work on my computer, learning how to build a website, learning how to build a membership, learning how to build a funnel, learning about Facebook ads and all of these things. Well, I did that. And now, like, I worked all weekend. And this is not overworking. I don't work like that any longer because my grade of time has changed a lot. And now I'm just doing all of my spiritual offerings. I don't teach yoga, I work as a massage therapist any longer. But I'm sharing this with you because that is devotion and consistency and courage. And these are three codes that I want you to write down: courage, consistency, and devotion. How devoted are you to your soul mission? Remember the legs of your soul mission. How devoted are you to yourself? to your own evolution. How devoted are you to yourself so you know that every single day for the rest of your life, you're going to show up for yourself, for this human incarnation? How devoted are you to helping other people, to helping our planet? When we really take a moment daily to remember that, it gives so much energy, it gives so much courage, then we can grab that and be consistent and take aligned actions and push through whatever limitations are there while holding our body, while co-creating with the body, while listening to the body, so we don't go into overwork. Because when I share what I did many years ago, you know, I had a burnout. So I had to stop and reconfigure things because it was too much, but I never stopped. I just shuffled things around. I taught less classes. I delegated more. Then I closed my yoga studio because I was like, that's taking, actually, not, it's not fun. Too much maintenance of the things. And like, that's not what I want to be doing. So I changed things around again and again and again, so I could be fully devoted to my mission. But I did not know back then how to look after my body and my nervous system the way I do now. But remember this: courage, consistency, and devotion. So you have the courage to show up for yourself and to show up for other people by anchoring your mission. And now, when it comes to channeling our soul mission, did you know that our soul mission has actually a frequency? Sometimes I call it a crystal frequency. So it's actually a being in itself. So some people, some of my students, they perceive it as a crystal. Some people perceive it as like a fairy or a unicorn or a dragon or like a blob, you know, like a blob of frequency, or an angel or a being. Like, I have a very strong, great connection with the frequency of my soul purpose, which is like a super high frequency. And the way I do it is that I daily connect with it. And so if you think about it, we're going to learn more about that tomorrow. But, you know, we know we have spirit guides, right? So it's kind of like, I guess in this collective, you know, it's a given that with our spirit guide, we learn how to have conversations, how to see them, perceive them, and co-create with them. And it is the exact same with the frequency of our soul mission. It is literally a frequency being that is present, who has a voice, who has wisdom. But not only that, that soul mission frequency can give us amazing information about what it is that we are here to be doing and what to do next. This is in conversation with my soul mission frequency that I received the information to do this challenge. It's like, you know what, let's bring these codes. People need to know about this kind of co-creation because it is epic. And my soul mission frequency is so big. When I first saw it many years ago, I was a bit scared because I was like, oh, just so high frequency. I was like, oh, that's a lot to take. Just, you know, turn down, turn volume down so I can perceive you more clearly. So this beautiful angelic winged being, it's massive, it's huge, and it's so powerful. And learning to co-create with this soul mission is the most fascinating process, because we realize when we learn to co-create with the soul frequency of our mission that we can have a conversation, yes, and that also this soul mission has such high level of frequency and connection through the quantum realm that it has already created a pretty epic architecture for our evolution. And that for us, the best way to actually embody it, actualize it, ground it, is to drop resistances and to say, yes, I accept, I receive, and I'm going to show up through devotion, courage, and consistency. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.